Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA and the Transport Workers Union return to the bargaining table today in an effort to head off a strike by city transit workers. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
This is Scott Sauer's first TWU negotiation as general manager, and it's Will Vera's first as Local 234 president. Sauer describes the talks so far as cordial, with both sides looking at a two-year deal.
We know the urgency, and we know what we're trying to solve for, I think. And So I'm optimistic that we can get this done without any interruption to service.
Local 234, representing city bus, subway, and trolley operators, has given Vera the authority to call for a strike. Vera says that power has helped to move house cleaning items off the table. When they left talks last Thursday, the union had asked SEPTA for information on pensions and health care. Vera says eventually they'll negotiate salaries, but that's not his priority right now.
Every time we talk money, all of our working conditions fall off the table. And from the beginning, I've been trying to fix working conditions.
Vera says overall, he sees progress being made. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Deliberations continuing this morning in the trial of two men accused of killing Philadelphia Police Sergeant Richard Mendez 2 years ago at the airport. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, changes in the jury have delayed a verdict.
Jurors began deliberating last Wednesday, and towards the end of the day, one was replaced with an alternate because of a medical emergency. Then, late Friday, everyone was suddenly told to leave the courtroom, where Yobrani Martinez Fernandez and Hendrick Pena Fernandez were on trial for murder, attempted murder, robbery, and related charges for the shooting death of Richard Mendez at the airport 2 years ago and wounding another officer, and for the killing of Jesus Madeira Duran, one of their alleged accomplices. Judge Giovanni Campbell did not give a reason why, but when everybody was allowed back in, he said a juror had to be replaced. The trial began nearly 2 weeks ago. Prosecutors presented a social media video of that night, experts' cell phone records, a DNA report, and an eyewitness accomplice who pleaded guilty to lesser charges. They contend Yobrani was the one who shot Mendez, as he and another officer interrupted a car theft, and Hendrick was an accomplice. Both defense attorneys tried to poke holes in the case, but did not present any witnesses. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Well, losing always hurts, but Eagles fans are especially down after the Birds blew a 21-0 lead to none other than the Dallas Cowboys. KYW's Vic Ragapathy caught up with heartbroken Eagles fans.
The Eagles found the end zone on each of their first three drives, and many people thought Week 12 would be a sorely needed romp after all the tense, nerve-wracking games the Birds have put their fans through this year. But Steve Cox knows that's not how NFC East games go.
It's a rivalry game. It's an in-division game. It's always nitty-gritty. It's always going to be nothing easy. Nothing for free. You got to work for it.
And the Eagles let it slip away thanks to an inability to run the ball well. More than a dozen penalties and two costly fourth-quarter fumbles. Hakeem Jefferson says the worst part is the inevitable gloating from Dallas fans who watched the Cowboys overcome the three-score deficit to win 24-21.
They're going to be on Twitter. You're going to hear them in the office tomorrow beating their chest about how they could make another run. They're trash. We're the better team. We just today ain't proven.
Superfan Monty G speaks for much of Eagles Nation.
I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. I don't believe it. I never thought that we would do this. Maybe the Eagles just felt like we had the game and they just let go.
The Eagles dropped to 8-3, still first in the NFC East, but split the season series with second place Dallas, who climbs to 5-5-1. In South Philly, Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The 32nd Philadelphia Marathon welcomed thousands of runners to the parkway. KYW Sheridan Howard spoke to some of the participants as they crossed the finish line.
The runners were laced up and ready to go at the starting line outside of Aiken's Oval just before sunrise Sunday morning. And many of them, like Dan, were tackling the Philadelphia Marathon for the first time. But Dan wasn't alone. He had his buddy Sean with him. And they say there were compelling incentives to finish.
Oh, he's fine. 100%. Easy win.
See, you got a team here.
He's been dangling the Guinness in front of me. It's like a carrot.
Peer pressure or beer pressure, you know. But Dan's dad was also there on the sidelines, but usually he's running. You must be proud.
He's a good kid. It's just his first time. I ran it a couple times, so I'm proud to see him. Hoping he's having a great race.
It's a family thing.
Yes, it is.
And Jen, she made it over the finish line with a great attitude, but some shaky legs.
How you feeling?
Good. I need a coffee, but good.
How are your legs?
I'm not sure how they're going to be tomorrow, but I'm still standing. That's a positive.
And Bryce Ott was the first non-binary runner over the finish line.
You made it!
That was what I was going for.
You did it!
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.